Hey, hey, and happy Monday, everyone.
I'm back.
Yes, the Tifferoo is back. And we're back at the right time, 7 o'clock. Of course, I don't really know. Is it 7 o'clock? Is it 6 o'clock? Is it 8 o'clock? You know, we had that time change. I'm not sure what time it is.
You know, it should be back to normal because they never changed it the first time.
Oh, really?
All right. I don't think they did.
I know. This whole, well, actually, you know, it's funny. The clock on the council is correct now. So, right, wow, we're all in sync.
We're in sync,
or maybe everything else is here in sync, and you and I are in the bathtub. I don't know. All right. So, anyway, this is incredible. Here it is, Monday again. The last 2 weeks, if you tuned in at 7 o'clock, you didn't hear us. That's because 2 weeks ago we were on at 6, and last week we're on at 5. We're just prepping for the time change, so now we're back to 7 o'clock, and everything is good in the universe, right?
It is.
Yes,
it is. It's all vibing together.
Exactly. And so for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, shame on you. You should be tuning in every single Monday.
But now they're here.
They are here. That's right. So I'll take that shame on you back. All right. So you are listening to WRLR 98.3 FM. And you are listening to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness. I'm your host, Marty Jalove. And of course, I cannot do it without my bestest buddy,
Tiffany.
There she is. She is just the little glowing star. Aww. On the other side of the table, the one that illuminates the room. Aww. We don't even plug in the board anymore. It's just pure Tiffany energy. Aww. That's what broadcasts this show.
And the listeners, if you listened last week, he said the exact same thing about his wife. So, you know.
Are you saying that I was lying or exaggerating or stretching the truth?
About me, yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I do know you adore Christy. And
yes,
she did
I do.
A wonderful, wonderful job. Thank
awesome.
You very much, Christy.
There you go. And you know what? She can't be listening today. She is doing Feed My Starving Children. So she's.
I did that a couple of times.
I love doing it. You know, they kicked me out of Feed My Starving Children.
Right. Why do I believe that? That doesn't surprise me.
If you ever get a chance to do a charity event, that's Feed My Starving Children is awesome. You'll line up and just look it up. It's called Feed My Starving Children. It's not that difficult to remember. And you line up and then they time you and you get to fill these bags with
grains
and
like rice and jelly
beans and stuff.
Powdered vitamins.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And they ship it to different places in the world. Well, so they kicked me out because I would put, like Cracker Jacks, I would put little toys in the bags.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because then I figured those people, not only should they eat, they should get little surprises.
Okay, and why do I think?
I lost my wedding ring in one of those bags. So.
I believe that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was going to say, I totally believe that
one. That pause.
I was going to say, you probably put the little pigs in there.
Oh, yeah, completely. That's right. All right. But no. I digress. It's a wonderful cause, and she's out there.
It is a very wonderful cause.
Yeah, and just doing that. And if you ever get a chance to do it, just do it, because you know what? The quickest way to happiness, the quickest way, the absolute fastest path, the shortcut to happiness is being in service to other people, helping other people. That's the way that you gain the most happiness, the most joy.
And you meet actually a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
And everyone's so friendly
and
outgoing.
Yeah.
And it's really all around a good place.
So the whole premise of our show here is Bacon Bits with Master Happiness is this. We don't want you to just be good at happiness. We don't want you to be great at happiness. Mm-mm. We want you to master happiness. That's right. And so what we do is we tackle all the world's problems, or we touch on a subject that's near and dear to our heart. We give you examples of happiness. We give you some shortcuts. We tell you how to avoid certain things. We tell
Tiffany
you how to
stories.
Get better. Lots and lots of Tiffany stories. Okay. And wonderful quotes from that side of the table. All right. And so it's just a joyful experience to spend 1 hour a week with us. And if you can't catch us here, of course, we always tell you follow our podcast, which is also Bacon Bits with Master Happiness.
What podcast?
You
where can you
find
hear
that
us?
Almost anywhere you listen
anywhere.
To podcasts? Yes.
What about Spotify?
You could definitely Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, any place that you can listen
wow.
to a podcast. Chances are you can find Bacon
cool.
Bits with Master Happiness.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's very cool. It's very cool. So today we have a very special treat. We've been talking about this for the longest time. And so today what we said was, let's, rather than tackle a problem like hunger, disease, pestilence, famine, or whatever, I don't think we did any of those, right?
I was going to say pestilence?
Yes. All right. Rather than handling or tackling any of those problems, what we said today was, who would be the big name of happiness? Who would be the one who is just utter her name. You just say it. You hint towards talking about her, and you automatically smile. And I'm not talking about Tiffany, all right, because Tiffany's a close second. But we're talking about the one, the only, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
She is the one that it was so funny when either Tiffany and I mentioned that name. We were like, oh, my God, I love Dolly. Okay.
And
so
you not?
So we, right. Exactly. Isn't it so true?
Yeah.
It is just, she is a bubbling joy of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she truly is the epitome of happiness. So what we're going to do today's show is all about the bacon of happiness. And what we do in every show is this. We don't talk about the bacon for chewing. We talk about the bacon for
doing.
Exactly. We apply the acronym BACON to something special to talk about how you find happiness. And today is no excuse. Today is all about Dolly Parton. I am so pumped up about it.
And the bacon is... You did really good.
You liked the bacon.
I really did.
Yeah.
I did. I even texted you about it.
I know. I said. I love that.
Yeah. It might be one of my favorites.
All right. Well, let's see.
I got to tell you. Okay.
Let's keep that energy high for Dolly because, you know, I did send messages on social media to any place I could find Dolly telling her to tune in and telling her, please let us know. And somebody came back and gave us the heart sign. Didn't answer one way or the other.
I thought you were just making that up.
Oh, no, I wasn't making that up. So somebody somewhere liked it. So we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see. Yeah, so I'm going to keep a close watch on the phone. That would be wonderful if Dolly tuned in. And you know what? If you're really not Dolly, don't call us up and fool us. Don't. It's awful to get someone's hopes raised so high and then let us down. That's my job to do to Tiffany. I don't want you people out there to do that to us.
And even if Dolly isn't listening, maybe some of her people are listening.
Yeah.
And then they could tell Dolly what a wonderful show it was.
And she should go to the podcast. That's what it's all about.
See, because we could hear it anywhere.
There you go. Okay. So here's a little something I wrote up, Tiff.
Okay.
All right. If you were to describe the epitome of happiness, the poster child of cheerfulness, it would have to be Dolly Parton.
Amen.
A person that faced and overcame seemingly unbeatable obstacles, a unique being whose apparent focus is to bring hope and happiness to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Who else could it be?
Dolly Parton.
That's it. Others may chase after fame and hoard and hide their fortune.
Yep.
But Dolly gives and gives in so many ways and to so many people. If it is true that the path of happiness is being in the service of others, then Dolly must be the happiest person in the world. Okay? Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton is the definition of generosity, gratitude, humility, and fortitude.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Hopefully she's crying.
I hope so. All right. Happy tears.
There you go. Right. She is a bundle of inspirational talent. A flamboyant philanthropist who uses her skills, talents, and gifts to create miles of smiles.
Mm-hmm.
The stories in her songs are just the beginning of this big, bold, but preciously private pillar of joy. So let's get into what makes Dolly ever so special. All right? All right. Absolutely love her. And I'll tell you, I do a lot of research every week for what's coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had more fun doing the research.
I know, me too.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just amazing because you don't hear anyone says anything negative about her.
Exactly.
Okay? It's just, she is just one of those kind of people that touches the hearts of everyone she possibly can in the absolute most positive way.
I also read that she came from a very poor family.
Yes.
There was 12 people in a one-bedroom shack.
Right. She quoted, I like that. She goes, a lot of people live in three bedrooms and a bath. They lived in one bedroom and a path. In other words, they had
the outhouse.
That's the outhouse, the well, everything. No running water in where she grew up. How about that? One bedroom, 12 children.
And look at her now. She's such a positive person.
Completely.
When it could have been poor me.
Too easy to give up.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
And she
so I think she was like five when she said she was starting to write her own songs at five. She came from a very musical family. Okay. But a very loving family. Her mom got married, I think, at 12 and had her first child at 14. It was a different time back then.
Exactly, but oh my God, that I did not know.
Yeah, it was crazy.
12 years old.
And so by the time they had their last child, I think her mom was 30-something. All right, so she was still young and they all worked together. But she said Dolly was so proud of all of her family because so many of them were great writers, musicians, etc.
Wow.
Even Dolly plays, I think, about 10 different instruments.
Yeah, that I did know that she played a bunch.
Incredible. And she was on, I think, the Grand Ole Opry as young as like 10 years old, I want to say.
Wow.
10 or 13 years old was the first time she was ever at the Grand Ole Opry, and she got three encores, just a standing ovation. I mean, just everyone just loves her.
Can you, okay,
from the very
so
beginning.
That many people in a one-bedroom house, well, I read that it was, they called it a shack.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And all that musical talent.
Right.
They must have actually had some pretty fun time.
Oh, I'll
you know,
bet
singing
you.
And playing and everything, because if they didn't have running water, they obviously didn't have,
well,
you know, instruments.
Right. So they probably they had to. Well, she said something about how she used a bucket and a cigar. A cigar is her microphone and the bucket as her instrument.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was just growing up like that. And they didn't grow up with televisions or radios. Uh-huh. So the whole idea of what came was from her parents. And going to church, a lot of gospel music.
Very religious, yeah.
And it was very funny because she was very religious. A lot of gospel music, but her flamboyant outfits.
Oh, right.
You know where they came from?
No.
Was when occasionally they would leave the small town. I think she lives in like Sevierville. It's outside of
yes.
Pigeon Forge. And so when they would go to town, she would see the ladies of the evening.
Oh.
All right. And they were just dressed up and she would just look at them going, oh, they're like fairy princesses. They're beautiful. And so she would look at that and these women are wearing wigs and the whole bit. And she would look at them and say, that's, oh my God, I want to be a fairy princess like those girls. And so she took upon that and said, that's the epitome of beauty.
Oh.
And so she created this whole mystique that is Dolly Parton.
Oh my gosh. Right? That
yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah, so,
you're teaching me
yeah,
stuff
well,
too.
I like I said, I love digging into this whole thing about Dolly Parton. It's this beauty of it, of how she got involved in it, and she didn't let anything slow her down. She even said that when she made her debut at 10 years old, I think it was 10, and the Grand Ole Opry, her family didn't have a television or anything. They couldn't even watch her.
Oh.
So with the money she made, one of the first things she did was bought a television for the family. Okay. I was like, so maybe one day I'll be on the Grand Ole Opry again and you can watch.
And you buy Christy a television?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But just absolutely wonderful. Everything she touches is just, it glistens. And I want to say it glistens like diamonds, but no, for her, it glistens like rhinestones, right? You know?
Rhinestone cowboy.
So, yes, she is an absolute wonderful person. And so what I want to do is get into this two different things. I laid out two different types of bacon.
Oh, you have two again?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And the reason is one of them is kind of the superficial version of what we see when we think of Dolly.
Oh.
And then the other bacon is more like, what can we learn from Dolly?
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
So again, what we do is we apply this bacon, the acronym for BACON. So I'm going to do the kind of the superficial stuff, the stuff that we understand. So B stands for obviously the big eyes, big smile, big heart, oh. Big wigs. Okay. Notice I'm not saying big boobs. I'm going to stay avoid
yeah,
that completely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, she would say it, but
oh,
no,
completely.
That's okay.
That's right. I'm going to say. You know, as a young boy, I had a poster of her up hanging up. She was one of those. You know, as a young boy, I had posters of all these, the beautiful models and stuff like that. You know, the Charlie's Angels and stuff. And one of my posters was Dolly Parton.
Aww.
Oh my God, I've been in love with her for forever.
Aww.
And what's also cool is that I love Dolly Parton's goddaughter. You know who her goddaughter is?
I do. Miley.
There you go. Miley yeah. Cyrus. And it was so funny because I love Miley Cyrus too. And then find out that you know, they're connected. Like
Dolly rubbed off on her.
That's it.
That's exactly what it is.
And they just, this New Year's Eve, they performed together.
I saw it.
Oh my gosh.
I watched.
Amazing.
Did you see Dolly's outfit?
Oh.
Oh my God, she wore that well.
Exactly.
Holy
and she
cow.
Just turned, I think, 77 years old.
She okay. wore that so I was so jealous. I'm
absolutely
like, you go, girl.
Tremendous. Just a wonderful. You can't speak highly enough
no.
about her.
No.
All right. So those big eyes, big smile, big heart, big wig. It's this whole thing, this persona about her that she is bigger than reality. Okay. And that's what makes it so that she doesn't just hint towards being something different. She steps out and she goes, I am Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody else like me. And she is just that iconic person that will last forever.
Absolutely.
Okay? Did you know, talking about like lasting forever, you know that she has another song, a song that she has recorded. It's on a CD in a hidden box, and it's not to be played till 2045. She has, she considers that her last hit. And so she's
wow.
got it locked away, so no one's heard it. Or, well, somebody's heard it. but it's locked away to be played in 2045.
Why did it say why she picked 2045?
I think it was because she did it in 2015, so she said 30 years from now. Yeah, so she chose that, and so I'm very anxious. I mean, you think about how wonderful that is, and she to say, I'm going to record this, I'm going to really make, because you know it's going to be a special song. You know it's going to be really meaningful. It's going to be fantastic to listen to. And she said it was the most difficult thing. It's like locking up a child.
Yeah.
You know, and saying, there, I did this, and I'm really happy with it, but now no one can listen to it for 30 years.
And she won't be able to see whatever reaction other people have.
She said, don't count her out. She may still be around. Okay? So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, you know, she might be. You 20 years from now.
I think what they go, she has been on the spotlight for 5 decades. She's just been known. She's always had these great hits.
She's in the Guinness Book of World Records because of it.
Exactly. Oh, you did your research, too.
I certainly did.
All right. So the B was the big eyes, big smile, big heart, big wigs. And, of course, the A is the authentic artist, actor, and author.
That's a good one. You're pretty good at this thing.
Oh, thank you, man. She is just, she's, again, this authenticity that is Dolly Parton. She is like, I'm going to be just out there.
She's her.
And right. And she is this multi-talent. She is an artist, an actor, an author. Everything she touches just turns to gold. She's done this whole thing with children's books that I think, if I remember correctly, she's got like 150 children's books that she helped author. Okay? And that's just her own books, let alone the charity of children's books helping kids read.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were talking.
No, but she's got her own books, though, is like 150 children's books.
Dang, I didn't know that was that many. Because I know that she mails out, she has mailed out 172 million books for her charity.
Right, and so she does this whole thing. It started out, I think, in East Tennessee that she was going to do this. She was going to mail out a book a year to all the children up until they were 5 years old. So she was giving out all these books, and it took off that it was this small area of East Tennessee, and now it became a global thing. It just blew up to
really
the world.
To the whole world.
Yeah. So people are just, you know, they're adding into it. They want to be part of it.
It's called Imagination Library.
Bam.
I wanted to kind of plug that out.
No, that awesome. Yes. Yeah, so definitely look that up. The Imagination Library, that's been awarded something. It's listed as now commemorative library in the Library of Congress. She's really gotten she's touched the hearts of so many people, and so many people just want to jump in and be part of this whole thing and share that love that she that she shares. So she is so special. All right. And obviously, well, we talk about her being an actor and an artist. Obviously, she's done so many hits.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
You know it. And so 9 to 5 was not only a great hit that she wrote, but it was also the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, and so you look at that. So she starred in the movie, and Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda said it was so funny because whether behind the scenes or on stage, whatever, she was always Dolly Parton. She just never broke character. She could not play someone other than Dolly Parton. You know, she was just always that person, and they just loved that about her. There was something to be said that years later they were on stage together to give an Academy Award or something like that, and Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin spoke politically, and Dolly Parton just cut it off and said, you know, she was like, nope, I'm not into politics, and she changed the subject and started, started talking about her boobs again. And just changed the subject and just went back to that and just said, you know what, let's not mix the two. She may have a point, but her point, what she stands for is this universal love and happiness and joy. So she just did that, and that was beautiful. So she is just, it's never ending. That's what we talk about when we say that she's so incredibly authentic.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was a good story.
So some of the other movies that she was in, and there was a whole bunch of, I mean, you go through, it looks like there's 700 Christmas movies that she's done, but 9 to 5, Steel Magnolias.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think that was up for awards.
Yeah, definitely. That was probably her biggest best movie as far as awards. And again, she played a character that was like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Okay. She was in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Burt Reynolds. Okay.
That was
she sang there. Yeah, she was adorable in that. She was in Rhinestone.
That's with Sylvester Stallone.
Right, right. Yeah. And so that one maybe not as popular
not as, good,
as, Steel,
yeah.
as Steel Magnolia. Plus, like I said, so many other movies. But I was just trying to list the movies that I could do by memory first. I was trying to list them. And then I checked and I was like, yeah, those are them. And I looked at all these other ones and there's a lot of musical, like, I don't know. I don't want to say sideshows, but, you know, just celebrity shows. And a lot of just Christmas shows and stuff like that, that where she sang in. But these are the movies that really stood out for me that I remember watching because she was in it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so those are the movies of her as an actor. But then some of the songs that you talk about her being an artist, some of them is obviously I Will Always Love You, okay, that she wrote. And then everyone gives the claim to Whitney Houston.
Yeah, no.
No, it was, she started.
Do you know, there is a little something else, a little trivia.
Tell me about that.
You must know if you did your homework.
We'll see.
Okay, let me see it.
Is this about Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis. take my thunder away. I'm sitting here looking at my notes.
Oh, could it be about Elvis, maybe? What? What could it be?
Yes, Elvis wanted to record that. And his people, I don't think it was Elvis himself, but his people wanted to have the publishing rights.
Yeah.
And Dolly goes, uh-uh, that's my baby.
No.
And as much as she would have loved to have Elvis record that song, she's like, no, that's my baby.
But that's another thing that made her so special.
Absolutely.
She was a very savvy businesswoman.
Oh, and she's a smart cookie.
Oh, my God. Well, you know that whole idea that they said she would probably be a billionaire easily, but what she does, she gives away so much money that she remains a millionaire. Oh, poor her.
I think it's only $500 million she's worth.
I'm so sorry. You know, but she's going to have to keep working, I guess, right? But it's all this other stuff that, so she knows what to do.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows how to handle her money, and she realizes, I don't need, how much more do I need?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I'm sure she has more than one TV.
I probably now. Yes, exactly. So I Will Always Love You, Jolene.
Jolene.
Okay. Beautiful. That was, Jolene was inspired, I heard, by her going into a bank, I think, with her husband, and the teller started hitting on her husband right there in front of her. So it was kind of like, all right, well, and then she ended up, that inspired a song. Okay. The song Coat of Many Colors. Okay. Do you know that one?
I can't sing it. No, but no. I have heard it. Cause
really?
It was, I believe it was, the song was about her mom making her coats out of rags.
Yeah. And her being so proud of
and
those
loved
kind of
it.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what was, think of that, just that song itself, her mom and her probably worked together, stitched together, making this beautiful coat of all these different colors. And you know, the song goes that they were singing along while she's doing it. And she's telling all the stories about where the different pieces of cloth came from. And she was so proud. And when she goes to school, then she's made fun of the way she dressed. And most kids, especially nowadays, most kids would just shut down and go, there's no way I can wear this. I need to design her outfit. I need to do this. And she just said that she not only remembered that story and made a hit out of it, it became part of her, who she is. She was like, well, I'm going to dress differently because I came from a different place. I'm going to dress so differently that you'll always remember who I am.
And she still does that to
this
day.
So obviously, and we'd said 9 to 5, Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream. That is what we are. No one in between.
That was written by the Bee Gees. Did you know that?
No.
It was written
by
the Bee Gees.
But I know she sang it with Kenny.
Yeah, that's right. And there was that time where everyone was like, oh my God, Kenny Rogers was the man. And she was it. And everyone wanted them to do a movie together. They never did a movie together. And though Kenny Rogers did a couple movies, she did a few movies and stuff. And there was some quote, because Dolly Parton, you know, she loves a good quote now and then. So she had said, the reason we won't do a movie together is Kenny Rogers says, I refuse to do a movie with a love scene in it. And Dolly Parton says, well, I refuse to do a movie without a love scene.
You go, girl.
Right. All right. Love is Like a Butterfly. Remember that one? Just sing it like that.
No.
Love is like a butterfly.
Love is like a butterfly. That's not in the top 10, though.
Oh, I think it is. Depends on which top 10.
Good point.
The Bargain Store. You don't know that one either?
No.
Oh, whoa. I want to hear the ones you got.
Okay.
And I've also, then Here You Come Again.
Here come again. Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Right.
Okay, wait.
What are the ones I'm missing that are in your top 10?
Here come again. Just when I began to. Okay. Okay, I got to see it.
You got to tell me you're not. You're,
I know, but
you're on and owing into the mic. The audience is leaning into their radio wanting
two
to hear.
Doors down. They're drinking and laughing and having a party.
All right.
That's one of my favorites.
All right.
Okay. And why'd you come here looking like that in your blue jeans?
That's a hilariously stupid video. I never saw the video, but oh my god,
I love that song.
Right. Okay. Here's a little fun fact. Did you know that Dolly Parton actually does love bacon? Did you know that?
She liked pork. Her favorite is pork roast.
Yeah, and so she says that part of her beauty routine, because there's this whole thing about how she has to keep herself all made up, and she goes, I break one of the cardinal rules of makeup, and I go to sleep with all my makeup on, because she goes, like Mama always says, you don't know if the bus is going to go off the road or something like that. So if the hotel catches fire, Dolly Parton's got to come running out. It can't be some girl with no makeup. So she stays made up all night, and then in the morning takes her makeup off and then reapplies it. So she breaks that, but she goes, I have good, clean skin, and part of it is because of mineral oil and bacon grease. She says.
Oh, God.
Now, then they came back and they said it's probably because she enjoys eating it. It's not like she's rubbing bacon grease on her face.
But I don't know, that might be a nice moisturizer.
You never know, right? But did you know that the original words of I Will Always Love You were all really about bacon? All right? Yeah, it was something like... Since you sang, I'll do this whole thing. Maple glazed, I will fry you, but not too crisp. I've got an aching for my bacon, and I can't stop after only one whiff. And I always love making you laugh that loud. So there you go. Her first song, it was all about bacon. She thought, you know what? Nah, people aren't going to catch on. So maybe I'll change the words a little bit. And she went with her second version.
Oh, goodness.
I'm just saying that if she stuck with the bacon idea, it would have been a bigger hit. Can you believe that? All right. So we did that. Wow. Can you believe we're only on the A? So that's big eyes, big smile, authentic artist, actor, and author. C is confident, cartoonish, contrasting character. That's how you got to define her, is that she is a cartoon character. When you think about her, she is just in herself. Think about her voice. It's that high-pitched, it's like your Tiffany voice, okay?
That's a compliment.
Definitely. You think about it, she's got that yodel rasp in the back of her voice, all right, that trickles off of her tongue, and she is just this big and bold. Like, if you were to draw a cartoon character of her, it would end up looking too much like her that people would say, oh, that's a picture of Dolly Parton. So I said she's a contrasting character. What she has mastered is the idea of saying, I am not run of the mill. I will contrast and be different than anyone else.
Admire that so much.
Yeah, and she's like, I am not afraid to be who I am. Yeah. And so she stands out there. And that to me is truly one of the secrets in life, the secrets of success. Because you don't ever see anyone who just blends in with whatever they do. Whatever they blend in with, you don't expand. You don't go anywhere.
And too many people do care about what other people think about them and how they look. And Dolly's like, this is me.
No, exactly. And so I teach people all the time, it's contrast, conform, and connect. In other words, you contrast. You do something bold and brilliant and different to attract attention, and so people come up and go, wow, you're so different, what's going on? Then you conform, you show them that you're not that different. So she got on the stage and she said, I'm not just some goofy clown, I can sing, all right? And then from that, you make all these strong connections because you're like, wow, everyone wants to be in the Dolly world.
And everyone wants to sing her songs.
Yes, and everyone wants to sing with her. There's been, you could go through the list of all the people she sang with, and all this type of stuff that what she did was she shared the success and she helped bring other female artists up. All right. She sang with every female artist she could do a duet with just to show that, you know, women were a powerhouse.
Yeah. And then that rock record that she's doing.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people want to sing with her on that.
God,
so
completely. Geez, completely.
Yeah.
And so as far as that whole thing is this this standing out and being different. So she worked with how she got her claim to fame. She went on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, obviously, with Portner Wagner. Okay, and at that time, he was the famous male vocalist, and I think his current female sidekick, all right, left. And so she came out, and her first time on the stage with him, she almost got booed off the stage. Yeah, because everyone was like, who the hell is this? We're looking for this other person, right? And she stuck with it. And
oh,
she
my
goes,
gosh,
oh, my
gosh. It must have been so hard for
how
her.
How about this? You just think about every, that's why I'm saying everything was always against her, and she had to keep trying. Because here she is going, look at me, I want to be special, I want to dress special, and the kids laugh at her, and she's stuck with it. Okay, you think that when she came home and told her mommy, look, I saw these girls, how they dress, and her mother and father were like, no, don't dress like a prostitute, you know? And she was like, yeah, I want to do this, and she moved forward. She talked about growing up, how she would put makeup on. She said her lipstick was made of pokeberries. She would put berries on her lips. She would burn a matchstick and use that for mascara.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I mean, she would blow the match out.
Well, of course, but oh, my God.
But she would do and then she'd have to wash it all off before her uncle and her parents would see it. But she was always into this. She was always knowing that so many people were saying, no, that is not the what you're supposed to be doing, and including being on the Grand Ole Opry and saying, wow, I've made it. I'm going to be here with Portner Wagner, right? I've made it, and be almost booed off the stage. But she pushed it to the point where she blew up and she wanted to break away and be on her own. And this idea of Portner Wagner was kind of like, no, you can't do this. You're part of my duo. And that is when she wrote the song, I Will Always Love You. She wrote it to him saying, I'm leaving you. No matter what goes on, I'm leaving. I'm going to be on my own, but I want to let you know that I will always love you.
Oh.
And because of that song, she wrote to him and he said, all right, you're right. You're too big for me to be holding you down. And
I wonder how long it took before people are like, hey, I kind of like her.
Probably shortly afterwards. Yeah. I mean, they were expecting, I don't remember the name of the woman who worked with him before, but when you come to a concert and you're expecting this other person and then somebody else shows up, especially someone like Dolly, who was so different, you're probably like, oh, what is this now?
Yeah.
Right. And so it probably took a little bit of time, and then people just you know, how could you not fall in love with her?
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a lot of beautiful stuff about her. So that was the C. The O is outrageous and overdone outfits and ornamentation. And this is that we get back to this whole thing, just how absolutely over the top. And she said, when people say, wow, you're a little overdone, she takes that as a compliment. Okay. The idea that she goes, I don't mind dumb blonde jokes. Because she goes, I ain't dumb and I ain't blonde. This is a wig.
That's one of the quotes. Love it.
Exactly. So it was like, it's so beautiful. Somebody said, so how many wigs do you have? And she goes, at least 365, because I'm wearing a different one every day. You know, just that kind of stuff that just makes her outrageous and just, and not afraid to be
not
completely
afraid.
Different.
Nope.
And
I admire that so much.
Everybody, every little girl in the world should look at that and
absolutely.
That bravery. And
absolutely.
Just, even if you say, I don't like her music, you don't have to like her music.
Exactly.
Understand everything else that she does and what she stands for.
Absolutely.
That she wasn't just to say, hey, look at me, throw money at me. She was like, let me help you be happy. Let me give me this and I'm gonna give it to other people.
Yep.
And she's just all about that. That's what makes her so absolutely,
absolutely.
Incredible. Okay.
Oh,
and then,
that was nice.
And then, and of course, she is an absolute national treasure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Aww.
That she just means so much to this country. She is so, if this country could ever be proud of something, we can say, well, we have Dolly Parton.
We do got right? Dolly.
So there you go. And it's just because of everything that she stands for, and she stands for the epitome of what we should all
absolutely.
Be doing. We should all be striving to be wonderful and to raise money and earn money and do that. But
and be yourself.
Be yourself completely and then give that money and help other people.
Yeah.
That's what it should all be about.
Yes.
And so she is, that's why I say she's definitely a national treasure. Now, before we get into this any further, because obviously you can see we can go on and on and on. Give us a couple quotes. I want to hear some Dolly quotes that you've got.
No.
Otherwise, I mean, I dug up some Dolly quotes as well, but I ain't stealing your thunder.
Okay.
All right.
Find out who you are and do it on purpose.
Bam. Bam. I love that.
Yep.
You got to see if you can do that with a Dolly twang.
I can't.
Oh, try.
I am so right. horrible. You tell me to do accents. I'm horrible at accents.
Try do another quote. Let me hear. I'm going to close my eyes. You do an accent.
Rhinestones shine just as good as a diamond.
Nice. That was.
I thought you were going to.
I closed my eyes. I said I wanted to hear you do an accent.
Oh, I thought you wanted me, and then you were going to do the accent.
No, I'm not. Why would I do the accent? No,
because you're better at it than me.
No, you're awesome. Come on. What would Dolly say if she was here? She'd say, calm, Tiffany, stop it. See, I almost went into that male Dolly Parton
accent.
You almost
went into the pirate.
Exactly.
The Irish pirate.
There you go. So give us another one.
Okay. You'll never do a whole lot unless you are brave enough to try.
There you go. Oh, see that you had a little twang in there.
Did I?
Here, I have this other quote specifically for you. I don't know if you saw this
one. Okay. I get it.
All right. My nails are my rhythm section. When I'm writing a song all alone, someday I may cut an album, just me and my nails. She likes tapping her nails
on the beat.
Yep. Yeah. And I just figured you would like that because, you know, her being so wonderful, she has beautiful nails. I mean, they're probably fake.
I was going to say, I think they might be fake.
I'm positive they're fake. She has no problem admitting that most of her is fake. She has no problem admitting as soon as something droops, she'll go for a nip and a tuck. She'll fix it all up because she's going, what was the other quote? She goes, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
Yep. that was a hard look. One more quick. Let's hear it. Increases your face value.
Nice. Look at that. Those are all beautiful.
Aren't they?
Yeah, because you can find hundreds of quotes by her because she's just such a wonderful spirit. Okay.
One more. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in the Dolly kind of mood.
If you see someone without a smile, give them yours.
Oh, see, that's gorgeous, isn't it?
Okay.
And it was great. Yeah, because smiles are just completely reciprocal. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for. So as soon as you give them, you're going to get them back.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't give enough smiles.
Nope.
You have plenty to give.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about Dolly. The Dolly that we all know and that we see is that big eyes, big smiles, big heart, big wig, authentic artist, actor, author, the confident, cartoonish, contrasting character, the outrageous and overdone outfits and ornamentation, and she is definitely a national treasure. But now what I want to do is I want us to see how can we live to be Dolly Parton.
Okay.
What can we do? What are some of the lessons we can learn from her?
The first one was a surprise. This one I do know, and it's very good.
You like this?
I do.
Good.
You did good. You did really good on the first one, but I didn't know what you were going to say.
This one
I like.
All right. So this is it. This is when it comes right down to the true bacon of Dolly.
Yes.
So B is this. Be who you believe you are destined to be.
Yep.
It's not just be who you are. It's be who you believe you're destined to be. Okay. She looked at those women who looked so beautiful, and she said, I'm going to be a superstar. She was booed on the stage and she goes, I'm going to be a superstar. She was invited onto the Johnny Carson show and she was just like, I'm going to be a superstar. I'm going to be something amazing. All right. And she was just incredible. I love watching those old, the old clips, the videos and stuff of watching her being interviewed. And she is just amazing. It's kind of like there is no way anyone can prepare and fake the joy that comes out of her. She's so real. Incredibly authentic because you just just see the way she giggles and she just enjoys being who she's destined to be. And every one of us needs to do that.
Yes.
And every one of us just needs to take a deep breath, relax, and say, don't try to be someone else. Be that person inside you, okay? You're not going to be another Dolly Parton. You're not going to be the president of the world. You're not going to be, your head may not be on the next carving of Mount Rushmore, but you can be something absolutely amazing. Just find who that is and just do it. Enjoy it and stop letting other people get in your way, right? All right, A is accept everyone for who they are, okay? She is just so absolutely loving that she loves the idea that there's drag queens that love dressing like her. Okay, she always jokes about how she entered a Dolly Parton lookalike contest and lost.
I remember that.
Right? And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I think she had said something in detail where the person who won came to her and said, no, you're just not doing it right. You got to be bigger and bolder and stuff like that. And so you just think about that other people saw her as an inspiration and they exaggerated someone who's beyond exaggeration, right? And they just built something bigger. So just be accepting to everyone because everyone's different. And And we should, if we're willing to take the risk and be who we believe we are deep down inside, if we're willing to take that risk, then shame on us if we stop anyone else from doing it.
Yes.
Okay. We just have to be open and say, just be who you are. Obviously, if someone's hurting someone else, you help stop them. You guide them. You nudge them in the right direction. But if somebody, you know, wants to be something special, then you go ahead. You just do it. How can I help you reach those goals? All right. Life's too short to do it any other way. C, care for and share with others. Okay. And that's that same thing. It's not just allowing other people to do this, but care for it. If somebody needs your help, help them. If you've got something, give to them. I knew people, and I will bet you Dolly's family was the same way. I knew this girl who was, she was one of 14 kids.
Ooh.
Okay, 14 kids. And she grew up all the time. If someone came to the house and they were hungry, set another plate. What's the difference between feeding 15 and 14 people, right? It's not that big a deal. So you know, if you knocked on Dolly Parton's door there when their family was like, at that point, and you said, I'm hungry, they're feeding 12 kids, they would say, yeah, we can separate it and just give a little bit more.
Bring a bucket and come on, yeah, you're going to be the drummer.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. There you go. Right. And I was lucky because we grew up like that. My father was like, if somebody came to the door and needed something, he would just give it to them. You know, my dad always had, like, he would carry spare change in his pockets. And I tell the story about he'd reach in one pocket and he'd show me the change. He goes, this is for the bus to go to work. And the other pocket, this is the change in case I run into somebody who needs something. You know, it was just that type of thing where you just have to go out of your way to give to people.
And then he accidentally gave his bus fare to someone that needed it. And he's like, oh shoot.
Now I got
to
go.
Now I got to call Marty to come pick me up.
Exactly. But Marty was on the radio. So, but that's the whole thing is care for and share whatever you have. Okay. And it goes in line with what I always say is shine, sharpen, and share. We've got to continue to improve ourselves. Be proud of who we are. Shine what we're doing, always keep improving. How are you sharpening your skills? And then what good is it to have great skills, sharpen those skills if you're not going to share them with other people? All right, no reason to hide that stuff. That's why I don't understand these mega billionaires who hoard their money, hide their money offshores and stuff. Oh, we're going to hide this. For what? For what? There's so many people who could use some of what you've got. So just help somebody. All right, be a Dolly Parton. All right, offend no one. All right. That's another one is this whole idea is don't attack someone else. Obviously, if somebody's hurting someone, help them, but don't offend anyone else. Don't make fun of other people. Be yourself. It goes back to that same thing. If you're brave enough to be yourself, okay, don't make someone else feel less. Okay. Award them, salute them, congratulate them for being that special someone. Okay. I absolutely love this. I did some emceeing in the past couple of weeks since we've seen each other. Oh, and in fact, you know, because last week was my birthday. And yes,
I forgot your birthday card at home.
Oh, that's all right. But look, I have this brownie for you. All right. Lauren made me these incredible things. So I'm sharing.
Oh,
I'm
gonna go back. My gosh. I can't believe I forgot the birthday card.
These are the most decadent brownies you're ever going to have. Notice this great transition. I don't even know how we jumped to that. But the most decadent brownie you will ever have. Okay. It is walnut, bacon. Like
what?
Quadruple fudge, walnut, bacon.
That's okay.
Yeah, walnut and bacon, two separate things. Yeah. It's not a walnut flavored bacon.
There's bacon in this.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Never had a bacon brownie before.
Oh,
well, thank you very much, Lauren. And yes. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I forgot the car. Oh,
that's okay.
Shoot.
That's all right. I'm still around. All right. Okay. Good. I'll be here next week.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I don't even know why we jumped into that, but that's a
because you were talking about being an MC.
That's So being an MC, just watching the people come up and doing and just. No matter what their talent level was, the whole idea that they got up on stage and they just want to go, look at me, I'm proud of myself. And there was this one woman who brought a dance troupe up on stage, right? And they were wonderful. This they were fantastic girls doing ballet, right?
Oh.
Just tremendous. Now, I'm not a big ballet fan. I don't understand the whole thing, but I love the beauty of it. I'm like going, it was kind of like, oh, and they're doing, I forget what, you know, Winnie the Pooh or something. No, it was not Alice in Wonderland. That's what they were doing. And so I'm watching, I'm going, all right, I know the story of Alice in Wonderland. I don't know what they're doing on stage. Okay. But they're doing this. And the woman came to me and she goes, oh, you know, they're still practicing. And I was like, what? Don't apologize. They were absolutely incredible. I was like, if you had two or three people and a crane, I couldn't move my leg that big. Right. So I go, That was incredible. Don't apologize. Be proud of what they did. Okay? So this whole idea, don't offend anyone. Don't make excuses for other people. Just be proud of everything and everything that you can do and everything that other people can do. Just that humility that you have inside yourself. Just make it bigger and bolder and just enjoy life and help other people do that.
Yes.
All right. So that's the what we're at. Be who you believe you are destined to be is the B. A is accept everyone for who they are. C is care for and share with others. O is offend no one. And N is never quit.
Okay? Never quit.
Never quit. No matter what. You know, we are constantly going to be pushed down, knocked over, obstacles put in our way, constantly given hundreds and hundreds of excuses and reasons to stop. But you have to keep going. Okay? We never know what's going to be in our way. We never know what's going to slow us down. We never know how many people are going to laugh at us.
As Dolly says, the magic is in you.
Yes.
There ain't no crystal ball.
Bam.
Bam.
There you go.
So don't give up.
You know it. Don't give up. Just keep doing it. And don't worry if people are laughing at you. If we all did that, if we worried about people saying, no, that won't work, there wouldn't be anything. Okay? Mm. There certainly wouldn't be any Dolly Parton. There wouldn't be... invention is built. Ideas come from people willing to do something out of the ordinary, something different. Okay, stand up out of the crowd. So just do that and don't let anything get in your way. That's what we mean about never, ever quit. Okay, let's hear another quote from you.
Oh, boy.
Come on. I want to hear more from you. Did I throw it to you too quick?
You kind of did.
All right, how about this one? She said, I never think of myself as a star. Because as somebody once said, a star is nothing but a big ball of gas. And I don't like, I want to be that.
I always count my blessings more than I count my money. I don't work for money. I never did.
Bam. Look at that. So there you go.
It's Dolly.
That's it. So you know that right from the very beginning, she was a success.
Yeah.
Because she got so much joy out of it. I just wonder, I wish I could talk to her. Keep checking my phone. She never called in. She never called in. So I'm assuming what has happened here is that she is so into the radio station. She is so listening to us.
Oh.
She loves what we're saying. She doesn't want to interrupt.
If she calls, then yeah. She won't be able to hear.
Exactly. So yeah. So we understand completely, Dolly. That's beautiful.
We still love you.
That's right. Well, even more now. Even more now. But there. I digress. On something. So let's hear another quote from you.
Oh, boy.
Please. I'm going to throw it back to you. Oh, how about this one? Here's a fun fact. Did you know that Sesame Street had a character, a very special character called Polly Darton?
No, I did not
yes,
know that.
Yes, and it taught kids how to count to five. They were doing counting 1, 2, 5. And did a whole thing. Yeah. So this, you know you've made it. When Sesame Street's, when the Muppets make a Muppet of you.
Muppet of you.
Yes.
If you don't like the road you're walking on, start another path.
How about it? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That's just it. You can keep going on and on about all these other kinds of things that make her so special. So if you were going to, I'm looking at this time. Oh, we still got plenty of time. So this is good. let me see.
Storms make trees. Take deeper roots.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? I like that one. I wrote that down, I'm glad you.
I'm
liking it because that is so beautiful. When we talk about the obstacles, the things that get in our way, the things that slow us down, you have to remember that when trouble gets in our way, when the storms
happen. And I'm sure that happened to her too.
Completely. I mean, if you're living in a one-bedroom home, with 12, one of 12 children, so there's 14 people in this one room. The one bathroom is down the path. All right, and you have to go and fetch the water. Okay, there's lots of problems, but you live to what you've got. All right, you learn early on to stop comparing and wanting something more. You learn to enjoy what you've got. Okay.
I read that she did go into a deep depression.
Oh. Really?
And yes, and she was married, so she was an adult.
Okay.
And she went into a deep depression and she thought for a second suicide.
Oh.
And
what pulled her out?
Her dog.
Really?
Yep. Her dog came up the stairs and came into the room, and it snapped her out of it.
Okay.
And she truly believes that that was God's way of stopping her.
Sure.
But her dog, she says her dog was the one that snapped her out of it and pulled her out of it.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I'm Dolly could get depressed.
Yeah, certainly. We can all get that feeling low.
Yeah.
And so something, she was able to dig down deep inside and find something to turn that around.
Yes.
That's incredible.
And then one of her other quotes is, "We cannot direct the wind, but we can adjust our sails."
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Can I throw one at you?
Can you throw one at me, throw a quote at me, or you're asking me for a quote? No, I'm looking through my list here. I think you covered any quote that I've gotten. Oh, you know what? We never talked about this, what she donates to. You had something you talked about.
We were talking about the books.
Right.
But the other thing was the money that she gets from Dollywood pays for tuition to the employees if they want to go to school.
Isn't that cool?
So if there's someone that works there, she doesn't turn people down. She'll pay for the tuition.
And she'll continue to do that. And she's got something where she's giving like $1,000 a month to the families impacted by the wildfires of Tennessee. So she's giving money there. She also donated $1 million to battle the coronavirus when that happened. So $1 million towards that. It's no matter what happens, is that what she continues to do is to say, I'm going to do everything I can to help other people.
Yeah, that was really sweet. I think the pharmaceutical companies have a lot of money.
I'm sure they do, but don't knock what she's doing.
She was trying.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. There's lots of reasons. We can come up with reasons why you shouldn't donate here and shouldn't put your money
here. But that's what she wanted to, and that's what she did. So good for her.
So exactly. All right. So I'm going to recap these really quick because I know you love the recap here. So the Dolly we all see is the big eyes, big smiles, big heart, and big wigs. That's the B. The A, the authentic artist, actor, and author. And just think about just all that she is just such a megastar in everything she gets involved in. All right. C is that she's the confident, cartoonish, contrasting character. All right. That she just goes against the flow. She goes, everyone's doing it this way. I'm going to do it this way. She's the outrageous and overdone outfits and ornamentation. She stands out. You know, when you think about some of the outfits, like the famous outfits, and you think about how many people have gone through this, and the outfits are the things you kind of remember. You know, it was Dolly Parton, obviously. Elvis Presley did a lot of the jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Like that. Cher did a lot of flamboyant outfits. Madonna did incredible.
Madonna. Oh, you're good at those. Yeah, you're naming them pretty good.
Elton John.
Oh, okay. Elton, yeah.
So you think about these iconic people and how outrageous they were and big and beyond belief. And
I bet you the designers had a field day designing for all of them.
Yeah, yeah. Just how much fun that
would
be. You know, so that's that outrageous thing that she does. And then obviously her being a national treasure that she does. I'm talking about Dolly. My hands are going crazy. I keep whacking the microphone.
And it's so funny. I'm the one that usually whacks the microphone.
All right. So that's everything that we see. Now, deep down inside, what you do is the things we learn from Dolly. The real bacon of Dolly is this: be who you believe you are destined to be. Dig down inside, find your inner bacon. All right, find out who you're supposed to be, and just be that person. Don't let anyone get in your way. Okay, A is accept everyone else for who they are. All right, everyone else is going down their own path. Don't make fun of them. Don't slow them down. They are trying to do the exact same thing you're doing. All right, C, care and share with others. Care for and share with others. In other words, when you see them going down that path, help them if you can. All right?
Root them on.
Yeah, exactly. O, offend no one. That takes it to the next step. No matter what you're doing, however you want to be, make sure that the person you're turning into is a good person, a solid, loving, giving person, and you're not stepping on other people to get to where you want to be. And then most importantly is the N, never, ever quit. Just keep moving forward. Keep growing and going and going and going. Life is a journey. It's not a destination. If life was going to have a destination, the destination, unfortunately, is the grave. We work and we work our entire life till we die. So life is a constant journey that only ends at death. All right. Mm-hmm. So get used to that. It's not like, hey, I just want to do this. I got the new job. You know, there, that was the end of my journey. No, you keep on growing. You don't say, I graduated from college. Gosh, I got that. No, you keep growing. You keep going and going and going.
Going and going.
As long as you can. All right? Because we're never promised a tomorrow, right?
No.
Correct. All right. You're like nope,
no,
I don't think so. Well, we're promised next week, Monday, we'll be back. That's a promise.
That okay. is. And chance starts going to be at 7 o'clock.
Yes, it's going to be from 7 from now on. So I can't remember offhand. Do you remember what our next week's show is about? It's going to be something, I thought it was going to be on courage or something. We're going to go back to some more of those very specific words. It's something we did last, you know, the time before, a little while ago, we did frustration and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So we're going to go to, like, courage, I believe, and it's something else. I can't remember, but it's great, and you should look at it. Look up the website, masterhappiness.com/live, and you can see, you can link to our Spotify account, our podcast, as well as see what the upcoming ones are. And somebody's sending me something. All right, never mind.
Dolly?
No, it wasn't Dolly. Darn. Okay, and then one of the upcoming ones in a few weeks we're going to do is the Bacon of Bucket Lists. So we're going to talk about bucket lists.
Oh, gosh, you know I know why.
Baby.
I know that show's about
all right.
me.
Yeah, there you go. All right. But in the meantime, thank you all so very much. This hour went by very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I think we deserve, you know, Dolly deserved a 2-hour.
We love you,
yes,
Dolly.
Exactly. Yes, we very much so love you. This is your Chicago fan club. Please come visit us. Anyone out there who knows Dolly, make sure you send her to Bacon Bits with Master Happiness, our podcast, and have her listen to the show and yell this way at us, all right?
Yeah, she
all
could, right? I'm sure, reply to...
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Yes, she can reply to us somehow.
Somehow.
Right, there you go. All right.
Okay.
That's the end of today's show. You have been listening to WRLR 98.3. We thank you so much for being part of the audience. Thank you for putting up with us, and I hope what we did something. A little something today
make you
to
smile.
Put a little smile. All right, share that smile. Like Tiffany said, give that smile away. You'll get another one back right away. All right, so share them. Give them away. Give them away 100 times. All right,
away.
There you go. Exactly. They're free to
They're
have.
Free.
Give them to everybody. All right, so just enjoy life and just make sure you help other people and do the same thing. All right, till next week, ta-ta. Say goodnight there, Tiffany.
Goodnight there, Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.